This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello.
You're a bit down today, Dave.
A bit down today, yeah.
A bit down the dumps. You tired?
Just bored of still being sick.
I know.
I don't understand it. I have to go also get a, digital camera for my sister's birthday now. Because they're all back in now. That's a thing.
They're very expensive in some of those shops. You know, there's a, I went looking once for...
There's a camera shop around here, right?
Yeah, the camera shop on Grafton Street. I went in there once because I was looking for a disposable camera. The other way, they're also kind of back in if you're on your holidays. Bring a disposable camera and get the pictures printed, then you never get the pictures printed.
Yep.
I went looking for one. I can't remember where I was going. Maybe it was New York, actually, myself and Emer. I was like, that'll be cute. I'll get one for each of us. The bloody ones that were offered to me were so expensive. And you know, when you're like, you feel like...
Disposable one?
Yeah. It was obviously a really cool one, which I didn't like, wasn't looking for. But you know, when you're in that place where you feel like you've already done the deal, and then you hear the price and you're like,
oh crap,
I don't know how to get out of this, because the guy had given me so much of his time and really explained it. These are all the cool ones these days, and the quality's improved since those days, and blah, blah, blah. And I felt like I owed this man like all of my money. And then I had to be like, in my head, like, no. So I left.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that I'm just going like, how can I get a digital camera? It's for a 20-year-old. It doesn't have to be good. It's fine. She just wants it for her fucking aesthetic Instagram, and it'll be fine. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to pay 400 quid. Give me one for like 60 quid.
I wonder if they exist.
I really
have you done any research on them?
No.
Let me have a quick look.
I'm worried that it's going to be mad money.
There's digital cameras here going for 59 on Amazon. 46.
Yeah, but I need a vlogging camera.
I
should get them.
Oh my God. The Yashica is the one that I had when I was a teenager. It's
really?
Not one for 115. That's pricey these days.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to go get that.
Do. Get yourself sorted.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. What is the story? How are we?
What happened to your voice just there?
I won't go into detail on it. It's a bit gross.
That was so funny. You like panicked right before Mike set up. You're like, oh crap.
Yeah, and a little cough. Yeah, I'm sorry. Getting there, but crikey. You
know, I am the exact same.
Really?
The exact same. I've been sick for well over a week now.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening. Why is it a thing?
I don't know. I always feel like with a cold, it does take a week or so, at least.
I feel like mine's not even a cold. I feel like mine's still the exact same as mine. My mouth is just so sore.
And you know what it is? Yeah. Unfortunately for you, you haven't developed past that stage yet. Whereas I... got the rotten taste in my mouth.
Right.
Hard to swallow.
Yeah.
And then went, here we go. Hope this doesn't linger. Got straight into it.
It's not
fun. So I feel like I'm on the way out of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's really, really not good. I woke up today thinking, grand, it's a Monday, or it's actually a Tuesday, but it's a brand new week and I'll be ready for it. And, you know, here we go. And I woke up and I was like, why am I still? No, it's a brand new week. I'm supposed to be fine.
I know. I actually think as well, be careful today. I think it's the recipe for so many mistakes today. One, it's Tuesday, not Monday.
Yeah.
Two, if you're waking up, it might be brighter than it normally is around this time because of the hour difference. Three, there's probably a random clock in the house you haven't changed yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Go spend a bit of an hour trying to change the oven clock there.
Yeah, exactly. Four, you definitely haven't changed your car one, have you?
Oh, yeah.
I did that yesterday because I was like, I can't get into this again. I can't get into another, like, whatever, 6 month block of...
And just not changing
it. Not changing it and then starting to believe, or just kind of getting so used to the fact that it's an hour ahead and then changing it back and being confused.
You're there like, sure, it'll be the right way in 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. listen, welcome to a brand new week. You're on Spins.
What's up?
Hit music now.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
That's Gigi Perez and Sailor Song here on Spin, your number one hit music station. Morning.
Morning.
You wanted to go back holiday again then?
Yeah, very, very good.
Producer Callum, you were a busy man.
Yes.
You were all over the place.
Here, there and everywhere. I haven't stopped. I feel like I haven't been in work for like 17 years.
Yeah. That's a great feeling though.
Yeah. So on Friday afternoon, I was kind of busy pottering away at my desk doing some bits. And just to paint a picture of the office, to the right of me in the office is our boss, Nick.
Yeah.
He's from Australia. And then directly behind me is the big boss, James.
Yeah, people like to keep an eye on Callum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The bosses like to be around him.
I'm up to no good.
Yeah.
So James is Nick's boss, so he's like all the way up there.
Yeah,
he's a big boss. He's from England. And on Friday, James turned around to me and was like, Callum, you never know, you're never going to guess who I'm going to the Arsenal-Liverpool match with in the pub on Sunday. And I was like, I don't know, someone who we used to work with in the UK or something. And then Nick just turns around and waves at me.
Oh,
and
right.
Nick is the least football fan in the world.
No, but Nick is a James fan. So.
Nick would never be able to have a conversation with football. Like, he wouldn't be able to tell you anyone that's in the Premier League or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, not his thing.
I don't even think Nick could know a team in the Premier League.
Yeah, no.
It's that far away.
And I wasn't up to anything on Sunday, and I thought, do you know what? I may as well join them. He offered if I wanted to go. And I was like, okay, gets me out of the house a bit. Jess is going to be delighted because she gets a bit of time to herself.
Yeah.
She loves it when I'm not in the house. So I was like, okay, sure, let's go. And then Emma pops up and be like, hey, I'm working on Sunday, so I can't go, but my boyfriend Jack, who's a Leeds fan, James is also a Leeds fan, do you mind if he comes and watch the match? Because he's over for the bank holiday, hasn't got a load of friends.
Oh, that's all right. That's fair enough.
Yeah, and I was like, I've been in this position before. I'd be wanting to make new friends as well. So I was like, Jack, come along. The more the merrier.
I wouldn't want like my girlfriend to be making friends with the big, big boss.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But
mistake number one, I think.
This was followed up with official texts to really plant the seed that this would be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So from my view, I said, I'll stew on that for the weekend and we'll see what happens on Sunday. Do you know what I mean? But let's see how we're all feeling about this on Sunday.
So even you thought it was too far and it was you who brought it up.
I was like, actually, you might join us. And then after, I was like, I really need to give this some thought, I think, for the weekend.
So part of the reason why I think Nick and James asked me to go to the pub is because they would know that I would take control here and find a nice pub and go somewhere, which I did. I went, I booked a nice little place in Fagan's in Drumcondra.
Oh, yeah.
Great carvery in there. So Sunday rolls around. I get to the pub 40 minutes early just to scoop out a good table, good spot with a TV, and I text the guys. And
always
then
a producer, man.
And then I text Emma being like, hey, we're at the pub now. If Jack wants to come along, he's more than welcome. I checked in with the guys. That's fine.
Yeah, you only a quick walk to Drumcondra.
Yeah, from Rathfarnham. Yeah.
I press send on that text to Emma, and literally, it's the same timestamp in the same minute. I would say no more than 3 seconds later, I get a text from Jack, who's never texted me before, asking, hey, is it okay if I still come to the pub? So then I go and text Emma about this. And Emma, you were saying that he was stressing for like an hour.
He was just sitting around there. He was like staring at a wall for ages. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm trying to write this message column in my head. I just don't know what to say. And I was like, just text him. It's grand.
I thought it was very cute.
But
because
in the exact moment.
All right, you're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, like it was mad. So the match kicks off about 4:30. Jack rocks up at just about 5:00 because he's a little bit further away. And he walks into the pub and he's kind of looking a little bit like a lost puppy.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know what we look like, but he's looking for the two loud Englishmen and an Australian in a pub. And he kind of just stares at us for about just a second too long.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we realise, this is Jack. So he comes over, sits down. He's a little bit nervous, a little bit shy. And we're like, oh, this is very cute.
Sorry, my girlfriend made me come.
We go to the carvery. We have a great time at the carvery. Both Jack and James, Englishmen. Very disappointed that there was no Yorkshire puddings.
Can I out you for what I learned?
Someone was listening in the pub. Someone in the pub was listening and it was like, who are those bloody three English people and an Australian?
I learned that producer Callum licks gravy balls.
It was dribbling from the gravy boat, so I had to kind of clean it before it got onto the table. Anyway, Emma rocks up at about 7:15 after work. The match is finished.
He had 2 hours without me.
Yeah, and Jack is really well settled in now, to a point where he's calling the big boss, James, names that if I called him, I'd be sent to HR and given a disciplinary.
He's gotten comfy.
He got so comfy, Dave. You should have seen. He gave he was over at the bar and he turned around to Nick. They were having some kind of a joke and Jack gave Nick the finger.
Oh,
and
my.
And Ollie in the middle of the pub said, Jack! Jesus! We had a chat about this earlier.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can only imagine the anxiety.
So we've now adopted Jack. We have a lads football group chat and Emma.
Oh, God, he's going to be our bloody boss in about 2 weeks, isn't he? He's going to be a big, big boss or something.
He's our friend now and not your boyfriend.
Honestly, I've been working with Callum for years. I'd say I could count on one hand the amount of times that he's asked me to meet him for a drink. I'd never been for a drink with Nick and certainly not with big boss James. And when I rocked in to, as I said, there was time, I was like, Jesus, this is all getting, he's way too comfortable with these people that... and then the WhatsApp group as well. I swear to God.
You have a WhatsApp group?
We have a football lads WhatsApp group.
With Jack in it?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing, Emma. Oh, you poor thing.
I literally said to them all, do you think my fob's going to work on Tuesday?
I actually think this is your own fault at the same time.
Oh, completely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's me. It spins fully charged, recharged. Good morning.
Timothée Chalamet. What do you know him from?
Going out with Kylie Jenner.
Oh, really?
Wonka.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, he's obviously becoming a real A-list celebrity these days. He's an actor. If you don't know him, he was in Don't Look Up. I feel like that's the thing I've seen him in, and I remember he played like a kid in I think Homeland as well, that TV show.
Okay.
But I haven't like really seen him in much. I didn't see Wonka. I didn't see Dune or anything like that. But he's a genuinely very, very successful actor, and he's A-list celebrity, I would say. So much so that a Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest was created over the weekend. It all started with a YouTuber whose name is Anthony Poe, began advertising the event by dispersing flyers across New York City, and I thought that was real old school.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, real old school. I'd say like kind of sticking them to
lampposts
and things like that, yeah. So the event will be held in Washington Square Park on Monday. So that was yesterday, with the winner taking home a €50 cash prize.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so loads of people arrived. Once the contest arrived, everyone arrived, but things kind of quickly went wrong. Attendance at the event was in the thousands, leading local police to cancel it, and it was moved to a different location straight away, because it was just like obviously put into some group or whatever, be like, oh look, you know, it's happening here or whatever. But police had to cancel straight away because they weren't expecting anything like that. And you may be thinking, Timothée Chalamet, he's a very good looking fella. How is there that many lookalikes that a lookalike concert, like contest, would be able to happen? My God, does he have a lot of doppelgangers.
Yeah,
like,
I just
insane.
I saw photos of this yesterday and I was actually like, are any of them actually him? Because
yeah,
they're so like him.
They're so like him.
He's got a very distinctive jawline.
Doesn't
he? One thing I would say about him, and there's obviously a lot of lucky people out there who've got a really great jawline.
That's true.
A lot of them, yeah.
I think there's one fine way to like actually prove it's him. He speaks French.
Ah?
Yeah, so I'd imagine not a lot of the people in New York who looks like him would also speak French. But lookalikes came out in hundreds, some dressed as the actor Willy Wonka's portrayal, other as his Dune character, all kind of about, they were like kind of quizzed about Chalamet's life, including his relationship with Kylie Jenner and things like that. Four attendees were arrested. Only one of them looked like Timothée Chalamet though, so that's kind of good. Some girl basically who fancied Timothée Chalamet went and started handing out business cards and posters being like, looking for a boyfriend.
One that looks like Timothée Chalamet, please.
Yeah, yeah. So she was just giving her number out to people. I thought that was kind of genius.
That's kind of
cute. Like, kind of like trying to catch a Pokemon, trying to catch a Timothy. But among all the chaos, there was one celebrity sighting, which couldn't have been more perfect, but still you couldn't really be too sure if it was them. It was indeed Timothée Chalamet.
He showed up. He didn't.
Yeah. I don't know, like, he must have heard about this online or something, but some reason he showed up.
That's amazing.
Apparently he was lurking in the crowd disguised in a hat and mask, and he ended up revealing himself at the very end of the event. He was taking photos with the contestants and things like that.
That's class.
He even took a photo with the winner, whose name is Miles Mitchell. He was dressed as the Wonka impersonator. So it took attendees a bit to recognise him. Some lookalikes looking a bit more like Timothée Chalamet than Timothée Chalamet did
himself. No way. Yeah.
Reason being that he had his hair a little bit shorter and things like that, so it was,
and they would have probably worn a little bit of makeup if it was like a character and Wonk and stuff to recreate his character.
So Anthony Poe, who's the organiser, took to Twitter after the event sharing that he copped a $500 fine from the event due to it being ran without a permit.
Oh damn.
He said, 3 months ago I came up with the idea for the Timothée Chalamet lookalike competition. Today I get hit with a $500 fine. Life is beautiful.
At 500 quid when he's making that much bank on YouTube though, and people will definitely show up for him again if he's pulling the stars.
Hell yeah.
Actually, there's no doubt that if he was to do something like that again,
brilliant though,
they would show up. That's class. Here is Miles Smith, this is Stargazing. Emma, David, Aisling with you on Spin.
Time stood still.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Timothée Chalamet, what do you know him from?
Going out with Kylie Jenner.
Oh, really?
Wonka.
Yes. Very good. Yeah. He's obviously becoming a real A-list celebrity these days. He's an actor, if you don't know him. He was in Don't Look Up. I feel like that's the thing I've seen him in. And I remember he played like a kid in, I think, Homeland as well, that TV show.
Okay.
But I haven't like really seen him much. I didn't see Wonka. I didn't see Dune or anything like that. But he's a genuinely very, very successful actor, and he's A-list celebrity, I would say. So much so that a Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest was created over the weekend. It all started with a YouTuber, his name is Anthony Poe, began advertising the event by dispersing flyers across New York City, and I thought that was real old school.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, real old school. I'd say like kind of sticking them to
lampposts
and things like that, yeah. So the event will be held in Washington Square Park on Monday. So that was yesterday, with the winner taking home a €50 cash prize.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so loads of people arrived. Once the contest arrived, everyone arrived, but things kind of quickly went wrong. Attendance at the event was in the thousands, leading local police to cancel it, and it was moved to a different location straight away, because it was just like obviously put into some group or whatever, be like, oh look, you know, it's happening here or whatever. But police had to cancel straight away because they weren't expecting anything like that. And you may be thinking, Timothy Chalamet, he's a very good looking fella. How is there that many lookalikes that a lookalike concert, like contest would be able to happen? My God, does he have a lot of doppelgangers?
Yeah,
like,
I just
insane.
I saw photos of this yesterday and I was actually like, are any of them actually him? Because
yeah,
they're so like him.
They're so like him.
He's
it was insane.
He's got a very distinctive jawline.
Doesn't
That's
he?
One thing I would say about him, and there's obviously a lot of lucky people out there who've got a really great jawline.
That's
there's
true.
A lot of them, yeah.
I think there's one fine way to like actually prove it's him. He speaks French.
Ah.
Yeah, so I'd imagine not a lot of the people in New York who looked like him would also speak French. But lookalikes came out in hundreds, some dressed as the actor Willy Wonka's portrayal, other as his Dune character, all kind of about, they were like kind of quizzed about Chalamet's life, including his relationship with Kylie Jenner and things like that. Four attendees were arrested.
Oh, God.
Only one of them looked like Timothy Chalamet, though, so that's kind of good. Some girl, basically, who fancied Timothy Chalamet went and started handing out business cards and posters being like, looking for a boyfriend.
One that looks like Timothy Chalamet, please.
Yeah, yeah. So she was just giving her number out to people. I thought that was kind of genius.
That's kind of
cute. That kind of like trying to catch a Pokemon, trying to catch a Timothy. But among all the chaos, there was one celebrity sighting, which couldn't have been more perfect, but still you couldn't really be too sure if it was them. It was indeed Timothy Chalamet.
He showed up?
He showed up.
He didn't.
Yeah, I don't know, like, he must have heard about this online or something, but some reason he showed up.
That's amazing.
Apparently he was lurking in the crowd disguised in a hat and mask, and he ended up revealing himself at the very end of the event. He was taking photos with the contestants and things like that.
That's class.
He even took a photo with the winner, whose name is Miles Mitchell. He was dressed as the Wonka impersonator. So it took attendees a bit to recognise him. Some lookalikes looking a bit more like Timothy Chalamet than Timothy Chalamet did
himself. No way. Yeah.
Reason
yeah.
being that he had his hair a little bit shorter and things like that, so it was.
And they would have probably worn a little bit of makeup if it was like the character and Wonk and stuff to really get into character.
So Anthony Poe, who's the organiser, took to Twitter after the event sharing that he copped a $500 fine for the event due to it being ran without a permit.
Oh damn.
He said, 3 months ago I came up with the idea for the Timothy Chalamet lookalike competition. Today I get hit with a $500 fine. Life is beautiful.
At 500 quid when he's making that much bank on YouTube though, and people will definitely show up for him again if he's pulling the
Hell
stars
yeah.
actually. There's no doubt that if he was to do something like that again,
brilliant though,
they would show up. That's class. Here is Miles Smith, this is Stargazing. Emma, David, Aisling with you on Spin.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
Gracie Abrams, I love you, I'm sorry. You're with Emma, David, Aisling. This is Spin. Good morning. Just
good
gone
morning.
20 to 8 now. I was sitting at Neary's pub the other night just off Grafton Street.
Love Neary's.
I know, and it was lovely. It was
it's
on
great in the summer as well.
Friday night, and it was early enough, so it wasn't like too busy. We were just sitting outside, and there was a nice little vibe around. It was really, really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. But I noticed there was like some absolute thumping tunes coming off Grafton Street, right?
Oh, yeah?
Music was hopping, and it didn't sound like a busker or something like live on the street. Couldn't
I was about
figure
to say,
it
I was
out.
Like bloody Key West again, isn't
so
it?
So I had to go for a wander and follow my ears to the crack. Did you know Bewley's is now a club on the top floor?
I did not. What?
Bewley's is now a bar on the weekends, apparently. Open to correction on full details on this. But I found myself boogieing to the tunes on the balcony on Friday
did
night.
Did you go up to the balcony?
Yeah, I did.
No
I had to
way.
Go straight up and see it, yeah.
Because I've been up there. I've had breakfast up there. I didn't know it was a bar.
Neither did I. This was completely news to me. A whole new world, you might say. And you walk in through the bottom, which is obviously just the cafe or whatever.
Is the first floor? Is there another floor after that?
I think there's a few floors up there.
Oh, is there? Yeah, there must be. Isn't that where
Dermot
Kennedy performed and stuff like
but
that?
But no, because that's the balcony I was on, say, the other night. Say, you know that real small balcony? Like, it's not wide or whatever at all.
But you can go outside onto
you
it.
You can, yeah.
Oh, see,
but
that's
you can
not the
pretty
one I'm
much just
of.
Stand. Like,
right.
You can just about stand.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to pull a seat out there. And,
right, okay.
You know, that kind of way. But yeah, me and my friends and the two lads were up there. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm in Bewley's.
Bewley's.
On a Friday night and there's a DJ here lashing out the tunes.
Unreal. And there was no, like, event on or anything?
It didn't seem to be, no.
Now, that's a cool place for a club.
Honestly.
Grafton Street.
And then as we were kind of walking away from it, it was just so cool. Like, as you mentioned, Grafton Street to have so much life on it.
Yeah.
Which it always has with buskers and stuff. I know that. But, like, as you're walking away from it, you just see everyone up dancing on the balcony.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so cool. I
Very
hope this
dead.
Is like a full-time fixture, and as you said, not just like for a particular occasion
a
I wasn't aware of.
Something.
Maybe I crashed someone's 21st. I don't know. I had a great time.
Mr. Beauty.
Here's Chapel of Roan on Spin.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
That's not my name.
Welcome along to That That Is Not My Name. This is a game where we simply try to guess your name with no hints or clues. And because we haven't had a chance to get a winner on this for such a crazy long time, and we always said if we don't get a winner one week, we'll put those two IMCs and passes into the pot and we'll keep rolling them over until eventually we get a winner. This is going on for such a long time. It's not only breaking our hearts, but there's also
breaking our souls.
32 IMC cinema passes for the taking on this. That is not a drill. There is 32
IMC. This game is cursed.
And then the thing about this is, what is more pressure on us, Dave, isn't it?
Yeah,
because like every people time really want the 32 IMC cinema pass.
But also every time it goes to another week, producer Callum just yells at us because he has maybe even more IMC cinema passes to give away the next week.
I actually can't cope with it. I don't want to shout at us today, Dave. Could you?
I'm only joking. He's awful hard in us, lads. Send help.
In order to get on air for this, we told you to send us a voice note saying, my name is blank. And the only person who's heard those voice notes are producer Callum, and you're about to hear them too. Dave and I won't, okay?
No, just so headphones are taken, being on. Taken off.
With that in mind, when we just crack on with it, okay? Headphones off.
They're off.
My name is Melissa.
And player one, let's get it done.
Okay. Player one, what's the story? How are you?
What's the crack, player one? How are you?
How are you?
Good. Bank holiday weekends?
Yeah, quiet. Just being a mammy all weekend.
Oh, busy. Good. Okay, player one. Yeah. Is your name Danielle?
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Claire?
No, that's not my name.
Oh, but there was something there. There was something there.
Player one, is your name Kira?
That's not my name.
Oh, good guess though, Emma. Right, go on, player one, reveal yourself.
Melissa.
Why the hell did you go, for us when I say Claire? Oh, Melissa, I'm sick of you. Get off. How dare you? How dare you? All right, go on.
Happy
Melissa,
Tuesday.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye, best.
Bye. Bye. Dave, this is the first rule. Don't tell people listen to our show that you're sick of them.
I'm sick of them. Sick of her.
All right, headphones off. Player two.
My name is Mark.
Player two, let's talk to you.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Did you have a good weekend?
I did, yes. Yeah.
Lovely. Very okay. Nice. Player three, is your name? We've gone way too ahead on player three. Player two, what's going on?
Good morning.
All right.
How are you?
We're going to start guessing your name, and I think we're going to get it. Player two.
Okay, good luck.
Is your name Michael?
Nope.
Okay, that's your not your name.
Player two, is your name Keen?
Nope.
That's not your name. All right, last time.
Come on, Dave.
Here we go. Player two, is your name Brian?
Nope.
Ah, for God's sake.
My brother's name is Brian.
That's fantastic. That's next week's game. That's not my brother's name.
Player two, what is your name?
Mark,
damn it. A fantastic name. A good, strong name.
Sorry, Mark.
Thank you.
Have
Cheers.
A great day, bud.
Tell your brother we said hey.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, okay.
Bye. Okay, player three. Headphones off again.
Headphones off.
My name is Emma.
Player three, let's talk to
you. No, boo, wrong.
How are you, player three?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Did you have a good weekend?
I did, yeah.
Lovely.
Very
okay.
Nice.
Player three, is your name Rachel?
That's not my name.
Oh, player three, is your name Louise?
That's not my name.
But I don't think I'm ever going to get this bloody game.
You're getting frustrated now, Dave.
Go on. Come on, Emma.
Player three, is your name Kate?
That's not my name.
Oh, of course it isn't. Go on, player three, reveal yourself.
My name is Emma.
Emma!
For the love of God.
I think that's the second time. I think last week we had a Davis.
I know.
I'm
sorry, Pet. I'm sorry.
Wasn't to be.
No problem.
Emma, have a great day. Good luck.
You too. See you. Bye-bye.
I don't know what we're going to do, but there are 34 IMC cinema passes in the pot.
This
and
is
Aisling
ridiculous.
Is back on Monday. She's going to be so excited.
She's good at this, though.
She is.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning, what's the story?
Good
3
morning.
Minutes after 8, hope you're good.
What's happening?
You remember on last week's show, I asked you to hug me, Dave.
I do.
But there was a reason for my madness.
It was an awkward time.
The reason I asked you was, basically there was a airport in New Zealand that was kind of being accused of being a bit inhumane with the new policy.
Yes.
New signage had gone up saying to people that they weren't allowed to have long hugs in drop-off zones at the airport because it was apparently causing loads of delays and stuff. So they were encouraging you, if you planned on hugging for more than 3 minutes, to use the car park instead, right?
So this
it's pretty shocking. It's just such a strange thing to stop people like showing affection to each other. But at the same time, it did make headlines all around the world. So there's been retaliation. This from Heathrow Airport.
Oh, go on.
And obviously, it's a pretty obvious PR move for airports around the country to come back on this because it did make headlines, as I said, so far and wide. They have come back with a sign declaring that cuddles are unrestricted at its drop-off zones. However, real life never quite lives up to the movies. And for anyone that plans trips to Heathrow, it is worth noting that that airport charges a fiver for every entry into its so-called kiss and fly drop-off zone.
Stop.
So the airport in New Zealand doesn't charge for drop-offs,
okay,
right? So this is the whole thing.
Well, Heathrow, if you drop someone off, you pay a fiver.
As it stands, you're doing that anyway.
Okay.
So they're trying to do this nice thing. It's like, yeah, but sure, I'm paying for me hug anyway, pals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, there
okay.
you go.
Nightmare.
Isn't this what they're planning on doing in Dublin Airport as well?
I heard that they were planning on, like, if you're going to drop someone off, it's going to be like a fiver or something. But, like, I don't know where else you're supposed to go. Get some transport to the bloody airport and we might not have to drop people off.
Thank you very much. I would agree with you wholeheartedly.
You know what I mean? All we got is a bus. I'm like, people want to be, you know what I mean? People want to get there in a different way.
Look, I'll be 82 and I'll take my first spin on the Lewis up to the airport.
And I will be 82 and I will still have never done a kiss and fly. Gross. Spins, fully
charged. Recharged. I came across this story this morning in one of the papers, right? And when I found I was clickbaited first and foremost because it was a story that seemed to be about Lewis Capaldi and his comeback to music, right? So naturally, he took a break to focus on his mental health a year or so ago now, maybe a little bit longer than that. And as I said, ultimate clickbait. When I clicked into the article, I just said to myself, they do write stories about nothing now these days.
Honestly, anything. But you do miss him, wouldn't you? Like, it's been a while since we had Lewis Capaldi music or any personality from Lewis Capaldi, which is great that he's taken a break and things like that. But you're also like, you miss him.
I know, yes.
Not many artists could go away for such a long period of time and you just, like, still remember them, still want them back. Do you know what I mean?
He's great crack as well and a great person to have around. But basically, this story was written in first person. So this journalist wasn't reporting, like, saying, this journalist, he or she, I don't even know actually, to be honest, said, I told you in June that Lewis Capaldi had gone back to the studio to have some jamming sessions with his pals.
Mm.
And now a return appears to be on the cards because according to my pal, this journalist said, Lewis was talking about working on his third album in a pub in London. Sorry?
That's not much to go on.
What are you talking about? So apparently a friend of this journalist said Lewis was in Jury's with a couple of mates in London having some drinks and talking about his next album. Quote, he said he wanted to bring it out next year and was clearly really excited. I just thought to myself, that's a bit of a reach now.
Yeah, but I mean,
if my mate was a journalist, I could totally go to any of them and say, do you know who I saw in the pub the other night?
Yeah.
It was this person. They were saying that they're doing this.
Do you know who I saw in the cinema last night? Gavin James. Gavin James goes to Stella.
Does he?
You could get that in the papers.
Is that
now?
The truth?
Yeah.
Is that the truth? But I was so like, I was just looking at this, shaking my head, being like, that's just ridiculous and such a reach. And just an article based on rumour. And I was clickbaited.
But papers do that, though, don't they? It's always just like a source said. They don't tell the source. They don't even give a description of the source.
Yeah. I'd love to know who all these sources are.
Yeah. Give us
but
anything.
With that in mind, Dave, I'd like by the end of the week for us to get a fake story into the newspapers.
Okay. Right? This sounds like a good challenge.
And I would like us to come up with kind of fake headlines that are kind of potentially maybe believable. We'll send them out to the papers this week, today.
Okay.
We'll set up fake email addresses and we'll give little tip-offs and see if it catches anyone out. All
cool.
Right.
And if you're the papers that we're going to send them to, just don't say a word.
Yeah. Say nothing.
Yeah, don't check your facts either.
Okay, I have one maybe to kick it off, all right?
Go on.
Number one. Rihanna to return to County Down Fields to relaunch her music career.
Very good.
She famously was kicked off this farmer's land when she was dressed in a bra when she was shooting her music video for We Found Love by a Farmer. So this might be the place where she's going to, you know, relaunch her career in the music world.
Very
County
good.
Down.
I like it.
That's just one. I don't think you're really into it.
No, I think it's
for now.
I think it's good. Yeah, I like it. I'm thinking Brittany Pearson Blanche. So I'm like, a source who works in Clare said the singer came in a few years ago and asked could she get her left lobe pierced. Brittany was pierced in Blanche.
That's really good.
What do you think?
That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. I think this could potentially be true, but anyway. Sabrina Carpenter to spend Christmas in Summerhill with Barry Keoghan.
Yes, love.
The byline, quote, from a source, I've always wanted to try mashed potatoes.
they famously don't have them in Philly.
I'd like to think that she hasn't, and this is her first go at a mashed potato in Dublin.
Okay, what about, I'm thinking A-list again, I'm going more Hollywood. Damon's got a weird diet, right? So it's Matt Damon. His Irish trainer says it's tough to keep him fit because he only eats eggs and Haribo cola bottles. I just think that'll be a funny thing to go with.
I really like that one.
Yeah, so Damon's got a weird diet.
That's really good. I have this one. Saoirse Ronan spotted shopping for socks and pennies.
Yeah.
According to a source, the Outrun Brooklyn and Little Women star also picked up 5 pairs of gloves in the Mary Street store.
Honestly, send that to joe.ie right now. They'll publish it.
They'll
like
be all over
straight
it.
Away.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Without any, you know.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And then finally, I have Kim K meets Circle K. On a quick trip to Ireland, Kim K was seen buying sweet treats and phone credit in Circle K while her driver got diesel.
I think they're great. I'd say don't choose one. I'd say we send them all out.
Send them all, yeah.
Send them all and see how we go.
See what sticks.
Okay, cool. I'm excited. Stick with us for developments on this live story across the week.
Spins, fully charged.
Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits. This is Spin. Morning to you.
Morning. Last week on the show, we were talking about this girl in New South Wales in Australia who basically got stuck between two large boulders because she was trying to retrieve her phone. She dropped down down the middle of them.
She was getting a bit of grief for this online, wasn't she? Being like, oh, that's such a dangerous thing to do, and we were kind of making the point of like,
so millennial, so Gen Z or whatever. You're like, I would do the exact same thing.
I think there's just so much on her phone. They're more than someone to be texting on. There's a lot going on phones these days.
Yeah.
They're pricey. And
plus, my phone has everything.
Yeah, I'd be lost without it, Jess.
This morning on the show, we're wondering, when and where did you drop your phone? 087-711-103. Voice notes are welcome in this. When and where did you drop your phone? Because I just think this is like a story that, okay, yeah, she did get stuck, so that's why it made headlines. I mean, but as I said, I've got passwords, I've got emails I need, I've got, you know, loads of things on my phone that I need that if I lost my phone, I'd really be screwed. I have absolutely no backup. Like, if someone robs my phone today, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Like, I have no plan in place. And I really feel like I should.
Of course you should.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't either, so I can't give
you. See, this
grief.
Is the thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know why today I could spend the day being like, okay, this is what I'll do if my phone gets stolen. I don't know where to start.
I was just thinking I would not know where to start.
Or if I drop it or something like
and
that.
And you know, for something that is so important to people, they're so droppable.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
They really are.
How have we not figured out a solution for that? We drop them, we lose them.
And they get robbed and someone knows how to like, man. And you're like, oh, stop, would you? Like, it's a lot. So when and where did you drop your phone? So I've dropped my phone in a cup of tea.
Ah, damn it, that's such an annoying
and
one.
And it was 100%, like to this day, the best phone I ever had in my life.
Why? Was it one of your first ones, so you loved it more than all?
Yeah, but it was like it was called the Sony Xperia Play.
Right.
Right? And it was a PlayStation phone.
No
it used
way.
To flip up the sides and it used to have analog and the little buttons and all. That's the reason I failed my leaving cert with that phone. Because
really?
I just played Crash Bandicoot the entire time.
Probably better off in the cup of tea then, wasn't it?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But so I can imagine, so you're playing the game and blump.
Yeah, so right, I'm not even playing the game. I just have it open and I go to like open, I don't know, Facebook at the time or whatever it was and just blunk straight into the cup of tea, like big cup of tea, and I was like, that is just so unfortunate. Another time I remember walking through the kitchen, it was at the time in a life when everyone had a computer, an actual computer in the house and not a laptop. Do you remember that?
It was a computer room.
Yeah, a computer room, and you were walking past and my phone was plugged into the computer to charge and I hit the charger and it fell. So it's like dropping your phone, and there are these stories where you're like, oh God, I hate it. I hate even thinking back to it because, as I said, I've no plan in place if my phone gets dropped or stolen. Mm. I never ever did. And each time it's happened, I've been like, no! Yeah. Crap! Why didn't I do something about that?
My favourite phone ever was a green iPhone. It was my first ever iPhone. I can't remember what number it was, but it was my first time moving to iPhone anyway, so I loved it. And I was younger as well. And I was out one night, and it plopped into the toilet.
Nice.
And this is long before any... You might leave it in rice for 3 weeks, just hoping for some
diving?
Movement. I did go diving, but I can assure you, it was just as I arrived and I was about to go to the loo, so it wasn't too gross, thankfully. But yeah, I did go straight in after.
As I said last week, there is nothing that would stop me going into that loo. I'm sorry, there isn't.
Nothing whatsoever.
Nothing. No, I'm getting that phone.
What about if it was a Port Electric Picnic?
You got it. You can wash your hands.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so when and where did you drop your phone? 087-711-103. Voice notes welcome on this.
Cyril calling in on your number one hit music station at Spin. How are you?
What's good up? Morning. This morning on the show, we're asking you, when and where did you drop your phone? 087-711-103. This is all because of a story of a girl from Australia who fell between two boulders trying to get her phone, and she got stuck and basically had to get rescued. Didn't get the phone either.
I know, and a lot of the times we do try and get them. I remember a couple of years ago, again, the full circumstance of this, I'm not sure why we were there, but Martin Guilfoyle and I and a couple of other friends were out in the Liffey one day on kayaks.
So weird. Random.
Yeah. It's actually a really fun thing to do, you know. But anyway, he took out his phone at one point to take a photo, and he was on a different kayak to me, and I saw it happening in real time. He kind of went to put the phone back in his little kind of pocket in front after taking the picture underneath his safety jacket.
Yeah,
and
life jacket.
Plop. It, like, the sound was just plop.
No.
Into the Liffey it went.
I would
and,
freak.
I don't know, all my instincts were to kind of be like, no, we need to get it. And he's like, Emma, it's the Liffey.
Yeah, how
Let
you meant to
go.
Get it.
Maybe it was the ocean. Maybe it was at the sea. You were trying to take a picture of your girlfriend or the family or something. Maybe it was actually in a festival portal.
Yeah,
God help us.
Maybe it was like up a tall building or something. You may accidentally dropped it down. Or so. I'd love one of them. I think that would be interesting.
A message in already, this, and I have so many questions. Sinead, yesterday from the attic stairs down to the front door.
Oh, nice.
So maybe it was one of those Styras. It went from the attic, crashed on the thing, and then like slid to the front door.
Yeah, her attic could be above the landing or something.
I imagine there's not much of a screen left there, Sinead. We might have to try and talk to you this morning. 087 711 1038. Where did, and when did you drop your phone?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Last week we were talking about a girl who got stuck between two boulders because she dropped her phone down there and she didn't get the phone back, but she did get rescued, thankfully.
Yes.
But so we were asking you, where and when did you drop your phone? 087-711-1038.
We'd gotten this message in from Sinead a few minutes ago saying she dropped her phone yesterday from the attic stairs to the front door. I was saying maybe it was a Styra situation, which is kind of like over the front door or something like that. But she has followed up with a little bit more information for us.
Sinead.
Yeah, so basically what happened was I was walking down the attic stairs and there was a torn on my attic stairs. I had a load of washing and I was kicking it down the stairs along with having my phone, my bait, a couple of return bottles in my hand. And the phone went sideways from the top of the attic stairs straight down through the centre of the like balancers, you know, like a square bit that would be empty. Bounced down the flight of stairs from the bottom floor and straight and landed at the front door. And it's working absolutely perfectly. In great condition. You gotta love a Samsung Android.
Oh, there you go. Look at that bottle return scheme causing problems left, right and centre all over the place. You know what? People dropping phones.
I love that. I felt like that was a little dig for me, wasn't it?
Which?
I love a Samsung Android.
Oh, yeah.
Just stop. She knows full well if that was an iPhone, it would be smithereens
in
right
absolute
now.
Bits. Natalia's standing by as well. When and where did you drop your phone, gal?
Oh, that was a crazy story. We just went for the family trip to Powers Court Waterfall and my son told me that I won't climb the higher stones. So I put my phone in the back pocket and I say, I will show you, I can do that. And of course, what happened? The phone slipped off, fell between the rocks, and we never got to the back.
Oh,
we tried like maybe an hour. It was definitely ringing. It stayed there forever.
Oh, no.
And you were trying to show off to your son.
You see? That's what happened.
The second you mentioned Powers Court, I was like, I know, I just know what's coming. I know it's not going to be like, and then we had a lovely stay and I dropped my phone in the hall.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't going to be like that.
No, totally, yeah. I was kind of hoping that you'd see the epic, like, it going down in
into
with
the
water or whatever, but down between the rocks.
And did you say you could hear it ringing, Natalia?
Yeah, for a beginning, because, you know, there was anyway some problem with signal over there.
Right.
Okay.
But, yeah, it went, but, you know, we back home, I blocked the SIM card.
Okay, very good.
That's all.
Yeah, I hear you. Time to get yourself something new. Cheers, Natalia.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Good luck.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, lads, this one is the one that kills me. Like, because this would freak me out.
Mm.
Shelley texts, right? She says, I was trekking to Everest Base Camp. Within itself.
Yeah.
Crossing the Hillary Suspension Bridge. I don't know what that is. Presume it's a bridge. Just metal planks beneath your feet. Really rickety. Many, many people crossing at all times from both directions. Yaks and mules crossing. Laden with supplies for the mountain.
Oh my God, sorry. You should be a writer,
honestly,
Shelley. I am so hooked on this
story.
She
says, the phone drops. It bounces. It lands on the planks. The bridge is swaying and bouncing.
I feel sick.
I have to bend down to pick it up. It's bouncing, it's swaying, little to hold on to, and 440 feet in the air. but she got the phone. I would be sick.
I'm never going to base camp. Do you know what? I was always looking for a reason to never aim for it. And
that, your decision has been made.
Never. You know what?
You know, I was going to do it until I heard about the rickety bridge.
Until the yaks and the mules crossing, laden with supplies for the mountain. Oh my God, I can't believe you got it back, Al. Fair play and fair play for doing what you did.
Oh, that's terrifying.
087 711 1038. Get in touch with us. Let us know. When and where have you dropped your phone? It doesn't have to be as extravagant as some that you've heard as well. Mm-hmm. If it was in a toilet of coppers, that's fine too.
This morning on the show, we're asking you, when and where did you drop your phone? I feel like this has happened to everyone at some point, and it's still one of the worst feelings ever.
It's so sad, especially when you know it's gonzo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No retrieval.
Totally, yeah. Or if there's a screen all broken when you pick it back up, it's just very disappointing.
Every time I drop my phone on the floor, I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And I'm like, okay, it's crap.
Thank God for the OtterBox. Shannon, where did you drop your phone?
Jesus, it was the worst day ever.
Oh, go on.
We were camping in, I don't know, a camping resort, and we got on these little boats. My friend's boyfriend had a camera bag, and he was like, will you put your phone into this for me to keep it safe? And I was like, yeah, grand, of course I will. Hmm. Opened the camera bag to take my own phone out, and the phone plopped up into the air and dropped straight into the water.
No, God. Oh, my God. Was this into the sea,
No, it was like a little swampy pond thing, right. And I turned back, and they were, like, pedaling behind me, and I was like, stop. They're like, what? I'm like, I dropped your phone in the water. And they thought I was messing. They were like, no, you didn't. Oh, I was like, God. No, I actually did. And he'd only bought it the day before.
No!
Oh, for God's sake, what are the chances of that?
Yeah. So that was a lovely
day. Did you have
day.
To get him a new one?
About an hour later.
Did you have to get him a new one?
Oh, well, I offered to buy him a new one. He's like, no, it's fine. It's like, I'm so sorry. Oh. He's like, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Was it the kind of swampy water that you couldn't even really go looking for it, was it?
Oh, yeah. No, we went looking for it for about an hour. We were up to our knees in sludge. And every time he moved, the water underneath just got blacker and blacker and blacker. And he's like, will you get out of the water? And we're like, no, I'll find it. We had the staff and a load of little 12-year-old boys and all swimming around in the lake looking for about an hour.
Oh,
girl,
my God.
That would actually send me, like, you know, so far. Like,
oh, I still cringe every time I think about it. Every time she brings it up, I'm like, please shut up.
Thank you, Shannon. Mind yourself.
Good luck, Shannon.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Trauma involved in these experiences. Roisin, what happened to you? When and where did you drop your phone?
I was painting a bathroom and was jamming out to some good Spotify songs and turned around to change the song and it went into the 10-litre bucket of paint.
Oh God, there is 100%
I tried to grab it as quick as I could and went to pull it out, but the charging port was like dripping with thick paint.
There's no saving that whatsoever.
Are you a painter?
No, I was just doing it for a once-off kind of thing.
Okay, sugar. I was going to say, as a painter, I presume that's always going to be a concern, isn't it? Keep the phone away from the open tub of paint.
Tell me, what did you do? What was your, straight away, what was your reaction? Take it out and then what, clean it?
Took it out and just watched it dripping.
No.
And then ran downstairs, got a cloth, tried to wipe it all out, but, it was just everywhere. Yeah. Every little bit it was in it.
Yeah. I hope you didn't have any paint drops all the way from the bathroom to the kitchen sink where you got the towel.
Oh, I did. And God gave out to me, but I was like, I don't care.
White spirits won't save me now.
Oh, my God.
Cheers, gal. Thanks for that, Roisin.
Good luck, Roisin.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love this. When or where or when and where did you drop your phone? 087-711-1038.
Any final thoughts or are you too traumatised? Get in touch with us.
This morning on the show, we've been asking you where or when did you drop your phone? Emma, you've been looking for one person that this happened to and we got the text.
Go on.
From Leah. At Electric Picnic.
No.
One of my friend's phones fell into the portaloo.
No.
And without hesitation, another one of our friends put her hand in and took it out straight away without even thinking. Safe to say we didn't use that phone for the entire weekend.
I need to know which day this happened on.
Something tells me Leah is not being truthful and it's not her friend did it and it was her friend's phone. Mm. I'd say she dropped it, went straight in without thinking, pulled out the phone and went, why'd I do that? And I would keep that to yourself, Leah.
I don't know what to say. I'm shocked and horrified. Also impressed. If she said for the rest of the weekend, maybe it was a Friday. And as we know, the Portaloos get progressively worse across the weekend. I don't want to think about it anymore, but I hope it still
works. That's it, done. It's done.
Question mark. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully charged with Emma, David, Ashley.
Morning, what's the story?
How are we?
I'm a silly Aegis and I got too excited the other evening in Jimmy Rabbit's. I was sitting outside.
You were in Jimmy Rabbit's?
I was, yeah.
You were in Jimmy Rabbit's and you didn't text me.
I was in Jimmy Rabbit's on Saturday at like 6 p.m.
How dare you?
Are you upset?
It's my favourite pub.
Is it?
One of them anyway.
Okay. Anyway, sorry, I didn't text you, no.
Wow.
Okay.
There you go. I'm learning a lot today. Sorry, why were you in Jimmy Rabbit's? What was happening?
I go to Jimmy Rabbit's day.
Do
you?
I don't think you leave Rathfarnham.
No, I actually really do leave Rathfarnham a lot, would you believe? Yeah. Anyway, I very much had a town weekend and I was in Jimmy
Rabbit's. The second I pass into Dublin 16, I'm texting her.
That is so untrue, by the way. That is actually the biggest lie. You were in Churchtown Stores one night and the only way I realised you were there is because it was on your Instagram story.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I took an Instagram just to let you know.
Oh, right.
I didn't have your number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I was in Jimmy Rabbit's and the playlist and they were so good.
It's such a good playlist, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
It's so good.
Every song was a joy. So I was getting kind of carried away and doing a bit of clapping on the table, whatever. And it's completely come back to bite me because I have a splinter.
From
the Jimmy Rabbit's outside tables. And I'm going to have to go and get medical help today. I know that sounds ridiculous for a splinter, but I quite honestly cannot get this little fecker out.
Now, the mammies listening will back me up on this. I'm pretty sure if you put like yeast or something like it, it's like bread, if you like wrap a warm bread around the finger.
This isn't one I've heard, I must say.
It'll like pull out the thing.
A slice of hot Brennan's bread.
Yeah.
Really?
Like on it, but it's like moist bread. It's like wet bread, like hot wet bread. And it's like, I know it sounds ridiculous.
All right, so let me put this, I'm going to do this now and see if anyone has a slice
of
pan around.
We ever had like a splinter, my man would do this. Now, maybe it's a Dublin thing, I'm not sure. Like, it's been done and it works.
Right, well, I'm desperate. At the moment, you can see that my index finger is absolutely
humongous. Looks awful.
It's about twice the size of the rest of my fingers. It's purple and it's definitely getting infected. So this needs to get out today.
There's something in it.
I'm telling you, I'm blaming the Jimmy Rabbit's playlist. It's too good.
It's so good. First, though, I want to talk to you about something called brain rot. And you may be thinking, isn't that what this show causes? Thank you very much for thinking that. How dare you think that, first of all? If you don't know what brain rot is, it's basically words or phrases that are deemed to be low quality and value. Things that just shouldn't really be a thing. They're crap slang words.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So people who are constantly online and using screens, like me, would know what they are. I wouldn't necessarily use these because some of them are just terrible. Like things like, do you know what a W is?
A letter.
Yes. It also means for win. It'd be like, oh, do you know what L in the chat means?
L in the chat?
L in the chat. Do you know what that means?
Love in the chat?
No, it means losses. It means if you're streaming online and someone does something embarrassing, they'd be like L. I'll give you some other ones.
I don't like this.
I'll give you some other ones. Do you know what Riz is?
Isn't that like when someone's cool?
Yeah, kind of. It stands for like charisma. Like Riz. Charisma. So you'd have like someone who's a lot of Riz would be considered a
Rizza.
Rizzler. Very close. Do you know what a gat is?
I've seen that written.
A gat is a
girl.
No, it's a bum.
Someone's bottom.
Yes. Someone's bottom. Yes, man.
Someone's arse.
Skibbity toilet. Have you heard this?
No.
Okay. I've like heard about this for about a year and I still don't know what it is, but apparently it's a YouTube series of the man's head sticking out of a toilet.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I understand that you might be a little bit confused. This is the younger generation.
Going like smell a tree or something. Or
yeah, and
a tree.
See, I enjoy being online because it's just, I would never use any of these phrases or slang words, but I enjoy knowing what they are. Apart from skibbity toilet, I could have done my whole life without knowing what that is. But I want to bring it back to brain rot. Right? So here's an example of some brain rot from the internet. Okay. Sticking out your gat for the Rizzler. You're so
skibbity. You're so phantom tax. New language.
It is.
God, I
a whole new
sound
language.
102 now, do I? Christ.
No, you don't. But there's a new service online, right? And it turns standard text into brain rot. So you can basically upload any PDF document and it'll turn it into brain rot.
Okay, so you'd imagine that this will go on TikTok and you'll see all the managers doing this for their emails stuff.
It's like, it's like if you've seen like kind of corporate bosses on TikTok being like, oh, skibbity toilet, W's, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Things like that.
A lot of L's this
week, guys. Yeah, it's funny. So we'll see how well it works, right? If I upload a bit of, let's say, Shakespeare, the famous bit from Romeo and Juliet, you know the bit where he's like, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Yeah.
I'm going to upload that into the brain rot thing. And let's have a listen and see what it sounds
okay.
like.
Okay.
Julia gazes longingly from her balcony. She embarks on a lyrical existential crisis. Oh, Rizlio, Rizlio, what doest your Riz mean? Wouldst thou deny thy pops and give up thy SoundCloud handle? What's truly in a name, other than a million potential followers on TikTok?
Oh, what's thou SoundCloud handle?
Jesus.
Might be the worst sentence ever put through AI ever.
Sorry, poor Shakespeare just had a little jolt in the
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he did. He just shivered. So I have some Irish history, right? I've copied and pasted the first section of Michael D's Wikipedia page, right? So let's see what the brain rot has to say about it.
Once upon a time in the land of leprechauns and endless green hills, there emerged a magical figure, a true sigma in the realm of politics, Michael Daniel Higgins. This lad stepped forth from the humble pages of a poetry journal to the grandiose halls of Oris and Uchteron, the presidential residence, a glow-up Leonardo DiCaprio would envy.
A glow-up Leonardo.
A sigma in the politician scene. Excellent.
That's actually quite a good one, you know.
And finally, what if I put a load of information about Spin's cash machine into the brain rot generator?
Be careful.
Will I get in trouble? Will I get fired? Find out if I'm still on the show tomorrow. Let's have a listen.
Lisa O'Connor was living her best life, catching vibes in Liffey Valley before ka-ching. She hit the jackpot, going from zero to hero with a cool 200 grand. Picture it, you're out here adulting, and suddenly, you're the Riz King of finance, flexing so hard that even Jeff Bezos takes note. But as Lisa dials up her bank account, the cash machine's back throwing cash like a sigma at a dentist conference. So hustle up, because missing that call? That's like leaving a juicy meme unread. Tragic.
It's like leaving a juicy meme on thread.
That is on red or on thread?
On red.
Oh, guys. Well, they're actually really, really good. Is this where we're going to be speaking soon?
I hope so. Because Emma won't be able to understand
I know I'm going to get better. So is there Riz in this song? Chop around on spin. I want to talk to you about my phone. I've had it for a couple of years now and I was so chuffed at myself when I could finally come out of my contract last February because I've been a bill pay person for so many years.
Yeah.
And the phone was in grand nick. So I said, you know what? No, I'll stick with what I have and I'll move away from that. So what I did instead, when I was trying to make the phone call over to the company back in February to say, look, my bill has finished. I'd like to go prepay or whatever, pay as you go.
And they
said, fine, and keep the phone and all that. They offered me, I spoke to this gorgeous woman on the phone. She was so helpful and she totally conned me into a new plan.
How do you know she was gorgeous?
Oh, she was just, I mean, gorgeous person. She was so lovely on the phone. And she was like, Emma, I could do you a great deal here, right? If you give us 20 quid a month or whatever it is for 12 months, you don't have to worry about topping up. You'll get all your unlimited stuff and it'll just roll on. We have your account details anyway.
That's good.
And I said, well, darling, I'd love to go for a drink with you. You sound like a bit of me, lovely woman. Sign me up here and now.
But only if you could, you'd be my friend.
but that was fine. Job done. Easy peasy. Seemed like the easiest and most affordable option, right? That was great. So Emer then, who's way smarter than me, made a really good point as soon as I got into the house. And she said, what if it happens to your phone between now and then?
This is Emer, your housemate.
Yeah, sorry, my housemate, Emer. You're going to be stuck to that contract now until February, yeah? And I was like, oh, yeah. Hadn't thought about that. And the phone is pretty old by now. Anyway, here we go. Tuesday the 29th of October, the phone's in bits.
Oh,
right?
No.
Do you know what happened over the weekend? The worst thing that could happen, I think, in terms of trying to function a phone, my side button, i.e. my lock button, i.e. my double tap for Apple Pay button, is gone.
Oh, God.
It no longer works. It is an inactive button. You might remember on the show last year, I was saying, oh, God, because my phone kept going off in studio.
Yeah, the silent mode wouldn't work.
The silent mode wasn't working, okay? So now I have that little kind of, that little control pad on the screen of my home screen where I can manually type in phone on silence and all that kind of
stuff. Use the little button.
But now if I want to lock my phone, I have to manually do that. And I noticed it the other night because I was out and I couldn't tap. I had no money.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, what do I do? So I thought maybe a really good way to get around this would be to put my bank card in the back of my phone so I still just kind of tap. Do you know what I mean? But I don't do the double tap. Anyway, I said, I better get this sorted because this is going to cause problems. So I went down to the phone provider shop that I use. We won't go into detail.
Okay.
But I said, I can't imagine this will be a problem. I'm willing here and now to upgrade back to the old plan I was on that was more expensive, pay whatever, 200 quid outright for the phone, and sign up to another 2-year contract. Surely they'll love me. Hello, I'm here to make you more money, people. No.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to change the contract. You're in this contract till February for the 20 euros. I said, you know now, I'm willing to go to 60 quid and you're getting another 2 years out of me here.
Oh, my God.
At least. No, we can't do that. I said, fine. Do you know what? I'll take my business elsewhere, lads.
Oh, my God.
Wander down to the phone repair shop.
Yeah.
Studied the phone for about 25 minutes. They were kind of horrified by the state of it. And said, right, I rang around. We might be able to fix your phone. We don't know until we investigate it properly. They told me a price that was in the hundreds.
Okay.
And said we'd need your phone for at least 4 days.
Oh,
I
wow.
said, I can't commit to that here and now.
Oh,
right
I know
now,
a guy who'll do it in about 15 minutes.
I don't know. I thought these guys would do it in 15 minutes. They've helped me out before. And we were looking at a price that was in the hundreds. Okay, so I was, okay, right. And then Emer had a brainwave. She said, sure, we'll go back to the phone shop. Tell them, can't you just pay off the remainder of what you owe them till February, 20 quid ahead? Not nice to be doing, but yeah, just clear it.
They
just
don't
clear
do
the
that,
whole
do
day.
They?
No, you can't do that either.
No.
How does that make sense? I don't understand why you can't do that. I'm telling you now, I'll pay the remainder of the bill. We'll close the essential loan and we're good.
See, no, I don't no think good. You should have gone on bill pay ever.
Yeah, well,
I've never been bill pay.
I can't imagine ever parting with a grand for a phone in one go. It just sits really unwell with me.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's just like such a disgusting amount of money to hand over. I understand that mathematically across the years, I'm probably paying a little bit more than what you pay out yeah. for a phone or whatever.
But oh my God, that seems like a nightmare because they've got you.
I was like, every time I had an idea, it was like, no. Chatted this lovely man online then. I was like, do you know what? Don't mind you humans. I'm going to talk to the bots online and get this sorted. And I'll finally talk to a human being. And the answer was simply no. So I don't really know what to do. I can't Apple Pay. I can't lock my phone. So expect the butt dialing of 2010s to come back. Because I'll be probably butt dialing yous all the time from here on in. And we have to get to February with this phone, guys. So say a little prayer
oh
for me.
Oh, God, you poor thing.
Recharged.
And this week on the show, we have so many family ice skating passes to give away, all but thanks to On Ice. I mean, loads of them.
Yeah, absolutely loads of them. You can go skating at Dundrum or Swords on Ice or visit one of their many ice rinks across the country. We got four pairs of family passes right now, or just four family passes right now. That's four tickets per winner to
so
give away
16,
every single day.
16 to go on the daily, which is pretty good. You've messaged us in the word ice. We told you, kind of shortest quiz ask. We'll ask you a very short and easy question. Answer it and win your way to On Ice. Shall we get cracking?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. Looking for you, Gemma. Your number ends in 04.
Hello.
Hi, Gemma. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We'd love to get you sorted this morning, all but thanks to On Ice. So answer this very short question for us, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Gemma. Santa suit colour?
Red.
Hey, spot on, Gemma. Nice
You've
one.
You've won yourself four tickets. Go.
Asking me to do this for ages.
You've just got yourself a family pass to On Ice, so congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great
What's
day.
What's your name?
Freya.
Freya, well done you. Enjoy that now.
Thank you.
See you later,
bye,
guys.
Bye. We're looking for you now, Eileen. And your number ends in 69.
Hello.
Hi, Eileen. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
What's up, Eileen?
Oh, hiya.
We want to get you sorted with On Ice. Okay, tell us, answer this very short question for us. Warm clothing item.
One cloud night and a dress.
A dress is not warm. Pick again.
Oh, warm. I thought you said one. Sorry.
No.
Warm.
A jumper will absolutely do. Spot on. Well done. You've just got yourself a family pass to onice.ie. Have a great day.
Ah, brilliant. Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Bye, Eileen.
See you. Bye.
Dale, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Dale.
All good. How are you?
Good, good. Let's try and get you sorted with the family pass to onice.ie.
All right, Dale. Name a reindeer.
Rudolph
is on the list. Congratulations, you've just got a family pass for onice.ie.
Cheers, thank you, lad.
Now name eight more.
Eight?
God, I got terrified in there. I'm terrified in there. Go on, Dale, have a good day. Good luck.
Look after yourself, lads. Bye-bye.
One more for today.
One more.
For today. James, we're looking for you, and your number ends in 25.
Hello.
There you are, James. It's Em and Dave and Spin. How are you?
What's up, James?
How are you? I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. Come here. Very short question for you to win your way to onice.ie. Cold white stuff. Careful.
Snow.
Yeah.
Spot on, James. You've just got yourself a family pass to onice.ie. Congratulations.
Ah, class. Thanks so much.
Enjoy You're very that. Welcome. Well done. Talk to you later.
Cheers.
Have a great day, James. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. We'll give you another chance to win. Again, those four family passes for the taking. We'll do it on tomorrow's show.
At 7:30?
Just before 7:30, I'd say. Yeah, does that work
nice
for you,
fun.
Dave?
That's good
that
for me.
Suits me.
I'll put it in the calendar.
Suits me too.
Emma, you were talking about your splinter in your finger. It's been there for a while.
It's been there. It looks infected. My finger is very swollen. I can't believe I have to spend like 75 quid in a doctor to get a splinter out.
Yeah, David said definitely go to the doctor because his uncle lost the top of his finger over a splinter. So there's something. That'll surely calm you down. And Carol was on as well. She was saying what I was saying. She's saying a hot poultice is what it's called. and it's when you put bread in hot water and put it on the wound and it draws it out.
Okay, well, I'll try that first before the doctor to save a few bob. That's just the size of bread.
Definitely do try the bread
that's
first.
That's just more affordable. Does it matter? Whole meal?
Yeah.
White bread?
White bread, I'd imagine. Bread is the best.
Okay, so you're...
Just Google it. Hot poultice.
So, yeah, okay, I will. I'll follow a step-by-step.
And it's supposed to draw it out.
It is gross, isn't it?
It's so gross. Stop showing me.
It's honestly, my whole index finger is purple and quite a chunk. It is a chunk and a half this morning. So yeah, I'm going to have to get that sorted today. No, it's sick. Yeah, okay. I was like hoping I wouldn't lose my hand. So here we are.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.